Grace to and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. God loved Israel, especially Jerusalem. They were his chosen people. He chose them millennia ago when he spoke to Abram and promised that a great nation would come from his seed. He delivered them from the oppressive hand of Pharaoh with mighty works and miracles, brought them safely through the Red Sea. He provided for them in the wilderness with bread from heaven and water from the rock. He established them in the midst of the pagan nation through decisive military victories. He gave them a king after his very own heart, David, the son of Jesse. God's chosen people had received the unique revelation of his will in the Torah. They had received the great prophets of old who had spoke to them the word of God, Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and others. But above all, Israel had received the promise that the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, would come from their own race to deliver them and all the world from sin, death, and the power of the devil. In the fullness of time, God kept his promise. The Messiah had come in the man, Jesus Christ. He did all that was promised of him. He proclaimed good news to the poor. He proclaimed liberty to the captives. He recovered sight to the blind and set at liberty those who were oppressed. And finally, just moments before our gospel lesson today, Jesus had entered triumphantly into the holy city of Jerusalem just as the prophet Zechariah had foretold it. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Yes, the triumphal entry of Palm Sunday had just taken place. Jesus, the Messiah, had just been welcomed into the holy city with shouts of Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But in today's gospel, we find that Jesus did not share in their exaltation. He did not rejoice. Instead, Jesus wept. Jesus wept as his all-seeing divine eye saw past the outside, past the external, past the cheers and the palms and jubilation, into the heart. And there in Jerusalem's heart, particularly in the heart of her religious leaders, the chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people, Jesus saw unbelief. He saw rejection, and Jesus wept. Certainly he knew what he was riding into Jerusalem to do. He's the Son of God. He knows all things. He had prophesied this throughout his ministry. But after his ride into the holy city, it seems to hit him in a very powerful way. This holy city, this people, whom he loved as a bridegroom loves his bride, whom he loved as a father loves his child, was rejecting him in their hearts. And in just a few days, they would reject him with their voices and with their hands as well. Now, it's easy for us to understand what Jesus was feeling at that time. We've all been rejected before, from the child who sits alone on the playground, to the high schooler whose heart is broken by his sweetheart, to the wife who waits for her husband to finally come home, to the worker who is unceremoniously laid off. We all know rejection. We've all wept because of it. But note that Jesus' tears are different than ours. Jesus didn't weep for himself because he felt rejected. Jesus didn't weep for his broken heart, no. Rather, he wept for Jerusalem. He wept out of love for Jerusalem, love even through their rejection. He wept tears of pity for Jerusalem, tears of pity for the present and for the future. He wept for the present because Jerusalem did not know the time of her visitation. The Lord God had visited earth in human flesh, visited his people, lived among them. He visited earth to redeem that earth, to break the bonds of death, to provide a resurrection to eternal life for all who would believe, all which had been prophesied in that word given to Israel throughout the ages. But they did not believe. They rejected Christ. They wanted a mighty ruler who would overthrow the Romans with acts of warfare. But when the Messiah came in weakness and humility to win the victory that would be hidden to the eye but received through faith, the people turned their backs on him. Jerusalem, Israel, the world, by its own stubborn rejection and pride, refused to believe in God. They rejected the Christ. And because of this rejection, the rejection of everything good and right and holy, the rejection of peace itself, Jesus wept for them. And Jesus wept for their future too. He knew, he saw the destruction that would befall Jerusalem as God's righteous judgment for their rejection, saying, "For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you, and they will not leave one stone upon another in you." With these words, Jesus prophesied the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the temple in the year 70 by the Roman army. And it came to pass, just as Jesus had said. In that year, Titus, the future emperor of Rome, besieged and conquered Jerusalem. According to the ancient historian Josephus, whose account was once read in churches, in Lutheran churches, on this Sunday, over 1 million citizens of Jerusalem were killed. Another 97,000 were captured and sold into slavery. And despite the best efforts of the Jewish resistance, indeed despite Titus himself, who seemed to have changed his mind about Jerusalem's destruction, still the temple was destroyed just as Jesus had foretold it. Not a stone was left upon another. Again, just as Jesus said. Josephus records, it was so thoroughly laid even with the ground that those who dug it up to the foundation, that there was nothing left to make those who came there afterwards believe that Jerusalem had ever existed. As Jesus saw Jerusalem's future, a future that they stubbornly brought upon themselves, and he wept, again, not for himself, but for her. But the irony of it all, perhaps better said, the wisdom of God in it all, is that Jerusalem's rejection, their handcuffs and accusations, their fists and spit, their spears and whips, their thorns and nails, their cross, these were the things that made for peace. Jerusalem meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. They did it to Jesus out of hatred. Jesus did it for them out of love. They did it to reject their Lord and God. He did it to draw all people to himself. These are the things that make for peace. The holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of God's beloved Son, Jesus. His blood shed for the sins of the whole world. In his rejection by Jerusalem, in their act of pushing the Lord God aside, Jesus opened his arms and embraced sinners from every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. Yes, even those who pierced him. Yes, Jerusalem's rejection became for Jesus the means for their salvation. We heard St. Paul write last week, and it's worth remembering today. Now, these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. What you hear today in the gospel lesson was written down for your instruction, you who live in these latter days. What happened to the chosen people of God, even the holy city of Jerusalem, happened as an example for you who have been chosen by God in baptism. Pay attention to this. The time of visitation has come upon you. You have been washed and claimed in baptism. You have been forgiven and declared righteous in the word. You have been fed and nourished with the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Lord's Supper. And all of this freely and easily. The means of grace are here for you every Sunday and Monday too, just a short drive away. You can receive them anytime you like without fear of persecution. But who knows what God's will is for the future? Perhaps our nation will be attacked and conquered by a foreign people, and they will stop this religious liberty. Perhaps over time our congregation will dwindle in size, maybe shut its doors. Maybe you'll just die of a heart attack or an aneurysm as you walk out the door this morning. You don't know. You don't know what God's will for the future is. So repent and believe the gospel today. Now is the favorable time. Now is the salvation. Jerusalem is an example, a warning for you. As Jesus warned in the Sermon on the Mount, not everyone who says to him, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of his Father who is in heaven. If God did not spare his chosen people, Israel, or the holy city, Jerusalem, do you think he will spare the one who rejects him, even if they were once baptized, confirmed, a member of our Savior Lutheran Church? Surely not. So repent and believe the gospel today. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will hear your voice and answer you. Confess your transgressions unto the Lord, and he will forgive the iniquity of your sin. Know the things that make for peace between you and God: Christ's death for you on the cross and his resurrection from the grave. See with the eyes of faith what is hidden from the eyes of the flesh: the word of absolution, that is Christ your dear Lord forgiving you himself, the water of baptism that wraps you up in the righteousness of Christ, the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper that is Jesus' true body and true blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Yes, know the time of your visitation through the word of God today, that Jesus comes to you here and now, not in condemnation for your sins, but rather in love, with a heart that is overflowing with mercy and compassion for you. And through faith alone, in Christ alone, by grace alone, you will enter the kingdom of heaven and have everlasting life. Jesus wept for Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He was rejected by his beloved people. But Jerusalem's rejection became your salvation, the salvation of the whole world, even the salvation of Jerusalem herself. On that day, Jesus also wept for Jerusalem, knowing the destruction that would soon befall her. But Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. And there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Whatever rejection, whatever destruction, whatever loss you have to face, have faced, or will face in this life, cannot nullify the love, the salvation, the inheritance you have in him. Yes, consider how Jesus wept for Jerusalem. And there you see how he loved Jerusalem. Now see how he loves you too. Love that sent him to the cross for you. Love that rose on Easter morning to life everlasting for you. Love that forgives you all your sins. Love that strengthens and preserves you in body and soul until life everlasting. Yes, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, for he loves you. In Jesus' name.